Hey guys, little dream here. So this dream is kind of funny because this was a back to sleep dream where I was asleep having a dream and then I fell back asleep and had a different dream. I thought that was pretty cool. And before I woke up, I told myself, oh, this is going to be good for the dream journal. Because there's both a sad dream and a happy dream. I don't remember the happy dream, to be honest. So there's just the sad dream locked in there. But what happened was, it was a somber day. We were pretty much stuck inside the house the entire dream.
These details are not important,
but we were, so we knew that Clyde, my cat, had been having, so in real life, my cat, Clyde, he has, like, problems with his, like, urinary tract infection, and blah, 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 you know, he's just got problems, not that big of a deal, but in the dream, he had trouble pooping. To the point where, like, I mean, it doesn't even sound that bad, but they were like, yeah, it has trouble, like, Clyde has trouble pooping. You might want to put him down. And then my dad was just like, okay. Even though he didn't want to, he was like, okay. And so we kept, like, oh my gosh, we kept putting him in this box full of dirt. And then we'd lay him down in there, and then we'd shut the box or whatever, like, bury him in the dirt. Shut the box, and he would just dig his way out, and we'd go, oh, fuck. And then we would do it again, and we'd like, oh, it didn't work this time. Like, he would act like he was dead. Or he would act like he was ill, so we'd be like, man, it's time now for sure. This all happened, like, one day, but we just kept going, oh, now it's time. But I remember one of the times we were like, you forgot to put the lay-down powder in it or something, and it was, like, this powder you put in to make sure they stay dead in there. And we put it in there, and then he still got out. And I just thought it was so funny because I was just crying the entire dream, like, we gotta kill him. Oh my gosh, he's gonna die. And we would try to bury him, put him in there, and he would just come back out and be like, meow, you know? And we'd be like, fucking die, cat! Die! But we were like, I just remember at a certain point, I was like, why don't we just not put him down? And I thought it was gonna be controversial to, like, my family because they were like, we have to put him down. I remember I was like to my dad, I was like, why don't we just not put him down? Like, he keeps doing, he's alive. And my dad was like, you're right. And then we just stopped trying and he was fine. And I thought that was pretty funny. But, oh my gosh. The dream kind of coincides with, like, after that, I think directly after that, sequentially, chronically, in the next, it wasn't the next dream, I think it was the same dream. I was outside at my car, standing next to this lady's fence. So I'm parked outside my house, and in front of my house, we don't have a fence that runs along the property line. It's, like, back towards the house. So we have a front yard, like, there's, I don't know how to describe it. We have front yards, and then there's the sidewalk, and then there's more yard, but the sidewalk runs through the front yard. So, our fence isn't directly on that sidewalk perimeter. It's backed up towards the house. But the lady's house next to us, her sidewalk is flush or, like, right next to the sidewalk. So, I was at my car, and I don't know what the fuck I was doing. Like, my car door was yellow, and her fence was, like, white. It was, I don't even know how to, in the dream, it was a fence. But what happened in the dream was, I was opening my car door, and she was, like, hassling me, like, you're always doing shit next to my house, get away from my house. And I opened my car door, and it, like, swapped properties with her fence. Like, she had a, her fence was also, like, looked like mini car doors. So, like, we swapped doors. Like, my car door turned into her fence. And her fence turned into my car door. But they also changed sizes so that I had a white car door so that my car was totally white. I was like, nice. But she was like freaking out on me, and I was gonna freak out on her too. And this has been a theme. I had a different dream I didn't record, but this has been a theme where people have been getting mad at me. And rather than getting mad back at them, I go, I understand. I apologize. And then they get happy afterwards. Like this lady, I was like, I'm sorry. There's no need to get upset. I did not realize that that would happen. I will try to do my best to change that or whatever. And then she was like, oh, that's okay. Like she became happy. She was like, come inside my house. I'm going to show you around. And we go inside her house through the front door, and it's like a mini, oh yeah, what do you call it? It wasn't a vestibule, but it was like a mudroom, like a breezeway-ish. And immediately I open the door, and there's like a, so we're in the mudroom, and then there's a hall, like a, not a doorway, but like a, an entryway to the living room. There's like a cat tree, and like a bunch of stuffed animals all over the floor. And then open the door to the house, and all these animals start flying towards me, like skidding around the corner and like running. Like it was cats and dogs. And like what freaked me out was I saw like, in, when you flash a light at like a raccoon or a possum, they're, well, cats too, but you usually see them at night and their eyes will reflect back the light. I remember just seeing that, and there's like raccoons and possums. Didn't come towards me, but they hid in the tree. And I was just like petting all these random animals. She was like a cat, dog, lady, whatever. But I remember specifically petting this cat, and this cat had weird proportions where its ears were, it was a normal cat. I think it looked like a Bengal cat almost, with a really funny, like a fuzzy bunny tail. Like imagine a bunny tail on a cat. And then it had the Bengal patterns, but they were all kittens too. And then it had like a, I don't know if Bengal cats have the big thick feet like lynx do, but it had something like lynx feet. And then its ears were oddly on top of its head. And saying it now, it doesn't sound that odd, but it's, they were on top of its head like, I don't know. I don't know where, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm trying to think of where a cat's ears are on its head. But it was like set too far back to be normal, if that makes sense. And I was just like, what the fuck? And then her husband walks in, couldn't really describe him, but he was like, oh yeah, that's the one she got for the TikTok video. And I was like, huh. And then that was the end of it. But yeah, that was that. I'm at Hy-Vee now, so I'm going to stop the recording.